You are listening to KQAL 89.5 FM Winona. Today on ArtBeat, we visit with artist Julia Crozier at her Blue Heron Gallery in downtown Winona, which she has owned since 2007. Julia has been oil painting for over 20 years. She describes her work as abstract and controlled. Her pieces reflect nature as well as her interest in physics and the life that surrounds her. Today we get to hear how Julia views art, her technique, and how she discovered herself as a painter on ArtBeat.
My name is Julia Crozier. I work in Winona, and I live across the river. It's a little house that's on 35. My husband and I are officially Wisconsinites, and even though we both work in Winona every day. Right here, this is the Blue Heron Gallery. It's a great place to be.
So what type of artist are you, or what do you categorize your style as?
Well, that's kind of a tricky question because I like to do a lot of different kinds of art, and basically I'm a two-dimensional artist, and I spend most of my day painting. Right now I like to paint with oil paints. That's kind of phase that I'm in. I really am enjoying oil painting a lot, and I've been doing that for, I've been oil painting for at least 20 years. I'm kind of in this phase right now where I've been doing the same style of oil painting for about at least a year, maybe 2 years. I'm doing a lot of big plants right now. It's spring, and so I was really happy to be able to get outside and do a lot of just looking at wildflowers. Whenever it gets warm out, I always have more subject matter to work with, and right now I'm basically painting a lot of Jack in the Pulpits, and it's kind of a style that I'm working on with sort of exaggerating the plants, and it's not totally realistic, but and then I outline the plants in black usually, but not always.
So if you were not going to be an artist, what would you have been?
I used to want to be a lot of different things. I thought about being a dancer when I was a kid, and then I wanted to be like a fashion designer, and I wanted to be an architect, and I was thinking about being like a forest ranger for a while, and pretty much I've just stuck with being an artist. Then after a certain point, like in college, then I realized that, yeah, I just want to be a painter. Occasionally I've thought about, you know, well, what am I going to do if this doesn't work out, you know? And I've thought about being like a guide for wilderness trips and stuff, because I really like backpacking and I have a lot of equipment.
So how did you discover your talent for art?
I grew up in a family where art was encouraged quite a bit. My dad's an artist, and he's made a living at it for a long time, and so I kind of grew up with somebody there who was always painting, and he was always willing to show me how to paint. You know, the materials were always there, and it was always kind of, I don't know, people, the whole idea of talent is sort of up for question, I think, as far as whether it's a real characteristic or not. As far as like having an inclination towards really being an observer of life in general and being curious about things, I think that that's kind of the most important aspect of being an artist, is just to be open to everything that you see and everything that you're doing, and knowing that everything around you could be the start of the next piece of art, possibly.
What did you go to school for?
I went to school in art, for art school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What specific techniques, or what did you pull out of school that you feel really benefits your work today?
Well, I think it was just, you know, the basic painting techniques. I knew some of it before, but I learned a little bit about oil painting in art school that I didn't know before, and the discipline of just working at it every day. And printmaking, I learned that I did not want to be a commercial artist because we had to do that in art school and I didn't like it. Mostly I think it was just the experience of being in college was really great, and just living in St. Paul was a good experience after living in a small town. And I met my husband when I lived up there, so, you know, it was definitely a life-changing experience.
Where did you go to school?
St. Paul School of Associated Arts. It was on Summit Avenue.
So what types of awards and shows have you been involved in?
Well, I've been in lots of different shows. I've had a few different one-woman shows, like Cornucopia in Lanesboro. I had a show, and then a gallery in Lansing. I've been in lots of different group shows. It's kind of hard to put it all together.
Yeah.
But because there's been a lot of them. And then, you know, there's been awards like from different outdoor fairs and things like that, you know.
So do you express different feelings when painting, or do you just paint for the sake of painting?
I don't think that I'm like a really emotional painter. And I think some people are, and they like to let their aggressions out. I mean, I've heard of people saying that, you know, when they're painting, that's part of it for them. But I'm actually more of an intellectual painter, I think. And like, especially with the abstract work, I like to think about big ideas and try to translate it into something concrete, you know.
How do you go about starting a painting?
I start it with just an idea, and I'll sit at my desk and with a blank piece of paper, which can be pretty intimidating sometimes, but it depends on if it's just a landscape, then it's easier because then I have the actual landscape to look at, and I usually start a landscape from life, so I just kind of start it and go from there. With something that's just out of my head or from photographs, like sometimes if I use photographs, I'll put like several different ones together and work it out until I think it's a good composition. So it's basically a lot of drawing. A good composition is like really, really important, because I think that if you don't have that, then you're not going to have a good finished painting. I get that down first, and then I transfer it to a bigger format, usually, unless it's going to be a small painting. And then just kind of work out the colors. Sometimes I write notes on my sketch, like which colors should go where, and I don't always stick to that, but usually I start with a color that I'm sure about, and then I go from there.
If you're doing a portrait, where would you say you spend the most time on the portrait? Like if you were doing a plant life, where would you focus on the painting the most?
Well, I usually start with the main focus of the painting, like the main subject of the painting. If it's a person, then it would probably be their head and face. That would be the most important part. Everything goes from there because you're comparing the scale of everything you're comparing it to, what you did, what the main focus is. So that's what makes the most sense to me. Like right now I'm working on the big Jack in the Pulpit painting. So I started with the actual flower. I wanted to get that right first.
So do you prefer a smooth technique or a more energetic and expressive technique, and why?
Well, my paintings tend to be more restrained, and I have some that are more loose, but not very many. And I would like to be able to be more have more of a loose style at times, but that's something I need to work on. I mean, my paintings are pretty controlled. So,
what do you mean by controlled?
Well, they're pretty well thought out and they're tight. There's not like a lot of wild brush strokes and stuff like that.
So after you've created a piece of work, has there ever been a time where you maybe regretted selling a piece?
Yeah, there have been quite a few of those. Not regretting so much, but, and I make mental notes or real notes sometimes on who's got what, especially if it's a piece that I really like. I've got some regular customers who have several of my pieces, and I always think, well, I could always go and see them again, you know. And at times I've had pieces where people have even told me, well, you should keep this in your family because, like, it might be more of a personal, you know, like a portrait of my daughter or something, because I used to use her as a model a lot. And then I'll end up keeping it, you know. Like, I've got lots of family pieces that are in our family collection that I won't sell.
When you create a painting, have you ever wanted to live in it when it was done?
Well, that's interesting that you should ask that, because one of the ways that I look at artwork is like, do you want to go into that piece? And I always try to make my paintings so that people want to step into them and be there for a while. That's what I do when I paint. I try to put myself in that space, you know.
So where do you feel art as a whole is going?
Culturally?
Yep, culturally or in society?
Well, I think that there's a lot of exciting art out there. I am somewhat detached from a lot of that just because I have enough distractions just with, you know, regular things in life. I do try to go to museums and stuff and galleries as much as I can, but I don't really have a lot of time for that. It's hard for me to know because I make it a point to stay somewhat detached from what's going on. I think that there's a lot of really exciting work that I've seen in magazines, and this is a complicated question too.
Because I know, it's a tough one.
Society has kind of gotten away from the idea that art is important, and so that's kind of a struggle to sort of help people realize that art can be accessible to everybody and that it is important to, like, whether it's the visual arts or music or just or writing or just appreciating art in general, but that it's really an expression of what it means to be human, you know. So to not distract ourselves too much with electronics. I mean, I think that can be such a big distraction for people because it's easy and it's there, it's everywhere. I think it's important to just kind of be quiet and let ourselves have fun with being creative and not worrying about if it's something that's gonna turn out or not, like be like something that people would want to look at or people would want to sell, or, you know, just to do it and have fun with it, and that we don't have to use expensive materials, to just be comfortable with creating things on a regular basis. People in town here who are in the arts community are really trying to reach out, help people feel comfortable with making art. So that's a really good trend that I see in Winona, and I think that trend is happening in lots of communities right now. That it's, in a way, it's good that there's more openness to that lately, and I don't know if it's because of the recession or if it's just kind of a trend in general, because people are staying at home more now, and I think people are starting to realize more now that community is important.
Now, kind of relating to that question, what do you feel is the place of your art specifically in society?
My art has a place in the sense that people get some joy out of it, and not only joy, but they might get some insights into things that they hadn't thought of before, and just the fact that they like looking at what I make gives them a kick. So I guess that's a place.
So would you say that the main reason you do your art is for you or for the people that you do it for?
I would say that it's about half and half. It's not just the monetary advantage when I sell a piece. It's, you know, heartening when someone, you know, you can tell what they really do love something, and they're going to be able to enjoy it then for the rest of their lives, and maybe pass it down to their kids or whatever. And so it'll be like a part of their life then, part of their family culture, and they'll be able to enjoy it. So that's really satisfying.
We'd like to say a big thank you to Julia Crozier for inviting us into her Blue Heron Gallery in downtown Winona and sharing with us her life and her insights on art. Make sure to stay tuned for the next edition of Art Beat, Tuesdays at 12:30 on KQAL 89.5 FM, Winona. If you are a local artist and you wish to be featured on ArtBeat, please give us a call at 507-457-5163 or email artbeat@kqal.org. This has been a part of KQAL Original Broadcasting. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.